好，各位菩萨早安，阿弥陀佛。好，好，我们现在一起大家合掌来念开经偈。手上有开经偈吗？有，好，好，我们先念中文，再来念英文的。好，请合掌。
Please join palm。
无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇。我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。
The unsurpassed, profound, and sublime Dharma is difficult to encounter even in a billion eons. Today we see, hear, receive, and uphold it, vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagata.
请放掌，阿弥陀佛。菩萨们大部分都是 这几天来参加莲华宝忏的，对吗？
Did you all came here to the Dharma service?
所以我们都在哪里见面？过去七天。
For the past seven days, and we all meet at where?
在厨房，对不对？好，好。
In the kitchen, right?
对，今天我们在这个地方碰面。
So now we are all met here.
哪里有法？厨房里面有没有法？
有。Where does the Dharma exist? Is all the place? How about in the kitchen? Is in the kitchen there's a Dharma also?
好，你们大家一起送了一部梁王宝忏嘛，哈。那你过去七天有没有找到你的善知识啊？
Since you all came here and for the Dharma service for the past seven days, you recite the entire sutra of Liang Emperor's repentance. So, did you find your good knowing advisor?
有吗？在哪里？
Where? And some people reply, and the sutra itself is good knowing advisors and full of good knowing advisors.
经典是我们的善知识。
Of course, Sutra is our good knowing advisor. Some people say, 法师 is also our good knowing advisors.
所以要问的是，你的生命当中有没有出现过善知识啊？
I want to ask all of you, in your whole life, and does any good knowing advisor ever appear?
你不来东珠禅寺，生活当中有没有善知识？
Even though you don't come to a Chan Meditation Center, in your life, is there any good knowing advisors?
我要问的哈，你生命当中的第一位善知识是谁？或是前第一位、第二位？
I want to ask you, who is your very first good knowing advisor in your life? Good knowing advisors? Good knowing advisors.
Oh, it's two words. It's okay.
Knowing advisors. Good knowing advisors. Yeah, that could be good too.
是我们的父母亲，对不对？像我们小时候，不管发生什么事情，我要回家问问我的爸爸妈妈，对吗？是吗？所以那时候我们的父母亲给我们很多很好的建议。其实那时候开始，父母亲就是我们的善知识。
Our first good knowing advisors is our parents. So when we were little, and whatever happened in our life, and we all go home to ask our parents. So they are our first, very first good knowing advisors.
那像现在你们大概自己有家庭了，你的同学会是你的善知识吗？还是你的恶知识啊？
Well, some of us may be married, and so your spouse and could be your good knowing advisor, or they actually are your bad knowing advisors.
我们常常都不会讲这个逆增上缘这个逆字，所有的缘都是增上缘。
So normally, and we always said all the course and conditions, and they advance us to the higher stage of a practice. But we never say and then pulling us down.
是，所以我们知道说身边的人其实每一位都是我们善知识。那我们来看看大家日常生活当中啊，我想我们大概都会有一些自己的功课嘛，哈，你早上都会有做一些定课。那我们看看哪些东西经，我们刚刚讲经是我们善知识，我们来稍微来看一下，比如说心经，大家非常熟悉的心经。心经的第一句话讲：观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，能够度一切苦厄。
So, those good knowing advisors are all around us in our whole life. And then also, the sutras are also our good knowing advisors. So, let's use the Heart Sutra as an example. The first sentence of Heart Sutra is, when the Bodhisattva Avalokitesvara was coursing in the deep Prajna Paramita, he perceived that all five skandhas are empty, thereby transcending all sufferings.
观世音菩萨因为他透过自己的修行，他告诉你，你能够看到一切的无蕴是空相的时候，那你就能够度一切的苦厄。所以观世音菩萨是不是我们的善知识？是。
Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara, through his own practice, so he can perceive that all five skandhas are empty, thereby he can transcending all suffering. Is Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara is our good knowing advisors? Of course.
好，我们也谈谈像我们很熟悉的《地藏经》。《地藏经》里面谈到地藏王的本身故事，谈了四次，对吗？有一次他遇到一位狮子奋迅具足光很如来，他看到那个如来像这么庄严，他要说我要怎么样才能够像你这么庄严，我就跟他讲说你要发大愿呐、啊。所以那样的因缘让地藏菩萨在因地的时候发了一个这么大的愿，所以当下那个佛就是他的善知识。
So next, let's talk about the Earth Store Sutras. Bodhisattva Sisagaba used to be the son of an elder. So when, and actually in this sutra, we talk about Bodhisattva Sisagaba four times about how he gave a vow or his previous life. So first, he encountered a Buddha named Lion Spring complete in the 10,000 practices. So, and he saw Buddha has such a blessing adorned mark and hallmarks. So he asked Buddha, so what kind of vow did you ever give and so you have such magnificent hallmarks and fine features?
好，所以地藏菩萨就是他的善知识。
So after he saw Buddha has such a magnificent hallmark, so he gave a great vow, and so he's a good knowing advisors.
好，我们在说很多菩萨都是用所谓的念佛法门、净土法门。我们谈一谈《佛说无量寿经》。无量寿经里面谈到说，我们到了西方极乐世界的时候，那么有各样的大善知识在那个地方。因为只要你愿意在极乐世界去修佛的话，在那边修学的话，你可以一直达到一生补处，而且在那个地方你随时随地都可以听到一切的现象，包括各种菩萨在那边说法，所以那些菩萨也是我们的善知识。
And next is we can use an example as Buddha speak infinite life sutra. And in there, and there's a lot of good knowing advisors when we recite the sutras, and they are also our good knowing advisors.
那我们刚谈到说佛菩萨，当然就觉得佛菩萨是啊，哈，经典也是。那我要问的，桌子椅子是不是你的善知识？
We just speak all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, they are all our good knowing advisors. How about the chairs and the table? Are they our good knowing advisors too?
好，我们谈一谈在《阿弥陀经》里面。《阿弥陀经》里面佛有讲说，在西方极乐世界有各种的鸟哦，白鹤、孔雀、鹦鹉、 这令品嘉陵共鸣之鸟等等这些鸟，你们不要认为西方极乐世界是有地狱道不没有出生道的、哦、那个地方为什么这些鸟呈现这个现象，因为他们都在带佛宣说佛法念佛念法念神。
In the matter of fact, in Amitabha Sutras and described in the Western Pure Land has all kind of birds, like white cranes and peacocks, parrot and macaws, and they are not the animal and in the animal realm. They actually is the creation of an Amitabha Buddha fashioned in order to sing the sound of a Dharma. So they want people be reborn, the sentient beings be reborn in the Western Pure Land anytime, anywhere they can listen to Dharma. So those birds are all good knowing advisors.
所以我们常常讲这样说，身罗万象都在放光说法。
So a lot of time we said all kind of phenomena around us and they all emitting the lights and the Dharma lights and expounding Dharmas to us.
好，那我们再回来谈谈我们现在我们在谈的华严经。华严经更是到处都可以看到善知识。好，所以你看这个善财童子他从浮尘出来之后，文殊菩萨就开始接引带引他去参访一位一位一位善知识。他学什么？去参访他学习怎么样学菩萨行，怎么样修菩萨道。
Now we come back to our main subject, Avatamsaka Sutra. And when Bodhisattva, Manjushri, and when Sudana met Bodhisattva Manjushri, Bodhisattva Manjushri and leading andSudana to visit all the good knowing advisors and then how to study the Bodhisattva conduct, how to practice in Bodhisattva path.
为什么文殊师利菩萨要引导这个善财童子去参访每一个善知识？因为善知识可以让我们从善知识得到一切的善法，得到了一切智慧，求智慧的方法。
Why Bodhisattva Manjushri want to lead Sudana to visit all the good knowing advisors? Because in all the good knowing advisors and teach the wisdom and of Dharma.
因为善知识其实是难遭难遇的，遇到善知识的时候一定是我们多生多劫的因缘所积聚而成的。我想大家已经，我想你要是有读过那个法华经，华华经一定有，药王要上菩萨的时候，他要引导他的父亲去听法的时候，他父亲是个外道，对吗？他母亲要让他去引导父亲去说去听法，结果他们这两个孩子就在那边变神通，身上出水，身下出火，身上出火，身下出水，就他这个父亲是个国王啊，一看，哎，既然他说你的师父是谁？他说我的师父是谁谁谁，是佛。他就很欢喜跟着他去听法，听到佛说法之后，他的父亲非常的欢喜，就跟佛说了，他说我的孩子是我的善知识。所以善知识就能够让我们有因缘听到一些善法。
The good knowing advisor is so hard to encounter in our life. That's the main reason Bodhisattva Manjushri want to lead Sudana to visit all the good knowing advisors. In the Lotus Sutra, and there was a king, and he was externalist and he believed in other religions, not Buddhism. But two of his son and are Buddhists. And then so they use all kind of supernatural powers, and then the body have some water just pouring out, and the body have some fire shooting out. They want to use all this supernatural power to convince the father to come to study Buddhism. So, and the father was pretty impressed. So the father say, who's your teacher? Oh, my teacher is the Buddha. So, therefore, and this father and decided to follow the Buddha and to study the Dharma.
当然在学佛路上，除了我们自己要有善根啊，你要是没有善根哦，没有办法的。只有善根之外，善知识是非常重要的，因为善知识 应当我们去学习佛法，因为我们学习佛法当中，我们的因缘法就是佛法中一个非常重要的观念，见缘起即见法，见法即见佛。
Of course, in the path of a practice, and we have to have some good karmic root, and also the good knowing advisors are extremely important, and they will lead us and to the right place and teach us the right dharma. And of course, and when we see the beginning of the course, and we see dharma, so we see dharma, we will perceive Buddha. Therefore, the good knowing advisor are extremely important.
所以我们今天来这边是来找佛的，对吗？
So when we come here today, are we looking for Buddha today? Is that correct?
是吗？是。OK， 佛在哪里？在上面这个，这嘛哈，是这个，是的。
I guess the answer is yes. Wait, but where is Buddha? Is the statue above there?
是吗？
Is that right?
是吗？是吗？不是，他在哪里？
Is it where? Is the statue? Where is it, the Buddha?
当然，我们希望透过今天的我们来分享一点佛法的观念之后，其实见到我们自己的佛性，这就是见法见佛。
Of course, I wish today, and when we share Dharma here, and you listen, and then you'll be able to understand, and when you understand the Dharma, and then you'll be able to perceive Buddha.
我想大家可能记得哈，我上课给大家放了一个小小的短片，对吗？有一个菩萨呢，他走到一个寺院里面去，那是一个。他是一个韩国短片哈，他跑到寺院里面去，就看到那个师父呢在那边泡茶，那是整个寺院里面空无一物。
Maybe you remember, I ever show you this small film. There's a bodhisattva and went into a monastery, and he saw the abbot is sitting there and making a tea.But in this monastery, there's nothing there, totally empty.
结果呢，这个菩萨就跑去问那个方丈和尚，就说，他说为什么我们寺院都看不到一尊佛
？And this person it was really confused, so I went to ask the abbot, say why this monastery is so empty? I don't even see one Buddha statue.
就那个法师呢，看看他，想想，最后就跟他讲说：“好，你往这边走，那边有个 curtain 哈，有个帘子，你把它打开，里面就有一尊佛在那里。”
So, the abbot look at him say, "Oh, you're looking for the Bodhisattva statue, a Buddha statue. Okay, behind that curtain, go ahead, open that curtain, and you will see a Buddha statue."
不是只是 see Buddha statue， 而是要看到佛，他就跟他说佛。Okay.
It's not only Buddha statue, and the person really want to see the Buddha.
Okay. 就他走过去说，那个帘子一打开，里面是一个镜子，镜子里面看到了那个人，就是一尊佛，是谁？
So this person went in front of the curtain, opened the curtain. Behind the curtain, there's a mirror. So he saw his own reflection in the mirror. So...And that precisely is the Buddha, is himself.
所以佛是随时都在，对不对？
Therefore, Buddha exists anywhere.
好，我再往下问大家一个观念，我要问一个好玩的问题哈。这样这几天我们在拜莲王宝忏，对不对？楼下不是有两个堂位吗？一个消灾堂位，一个超荐堂位，对不对？你们不是写了很多的名字在上面吗？我那天就问我们菩萨说，那个消灾堂的那些菩萨跟超荐堂的菩萨，他们会跑来跑去，会跑来跑去。
Now I want to clear some conceptual question. And these few days we have the Dharma service. You can see downstairs there's two tables. One is to help the living to alleviate calamities, and the other one is praying for the deceased. And I see people running from one table to the other table.
不是 people, 众生。众生。
So, I see sentient beings and running from one table to the other.
我是没有细到了，真是看，是我就问，我在问的问题是问题，我没有看到。OK 就说我们在超见堂的这些，我们写上名字的这些众生啊，跟超灾堂跟消现堂这些众生，他们会不会跑来跑去，会从这边跑来这边？我是没有看到。
Okay, okay. It's hard for us to see with bare eyes. And so I want to ask, and all those sentient beings' name and written on the tablet, or and the sentient beings around it, do they running from one table to the other table back and forth?
你们的答案是什么？OK, 可是众生很执着啊，有他的名字嘛，对不对？我的名字在这个地方嘛，对不对？像比如说我今天捐了三千万，我就有一个牌子在这个地方，不是吗？众生都执着有这个东西嘛。那我要问的是，我们在这边写他的牌子，他在这个地方，那他会跑到这边吗？会不会？那个空间有没有隔起来，说哦，这个隔起来你不能过去，那他会不会过去？会啊。他会不会有他会，假如说这时是往生的人在消灾堂的，他看到那个东西，他会去那边吗？跟他会相应吗？你们也不敢修，不敢修，确定。OK.
Most of sentient beings, and they very cleaning on their names. So their name tablet, it's written in the for the living. And to alleviate calamity, they probably and won't go to the table, which is praying for the deceased, and vice versa. So it really, there is no barrier in the space, but they just got stuck in the one place because they really cling on their name.
他也不是 stuck 在一个地方，而是说应该这样讲，就是说，因为他跟他不相应，比如说。今天我们都习惯吃中国式的食物，今天有一个西班牙的食物餐厅，我想我们大概不会去那里，就是跟你不相应。
Actually, they're not stuck in there. They actually is not in accordance to that particular table. And then just like, for example, we always eat Chinese food. So when you walk past by a Spanish restaurant, most likely you probably won't go into the Spanish restaurant because you're not really used to the food. It's not, you are not in accordance to that taste kind of food.
It makes sense.
Makes sense?
OK, 好。所以不是他跟我讲说他不会过去，他就在这边。我说不会这样子的。那个那样的众生是没有身体的。哦，他是这样子到处的。所以我们请，比如说我们大家参加法会的时候，你请他来，念头来，他就来了。
And some people may have a misconception, and the sentient beings and for one table will not go to the other table. It's no such thing.So, when you are in the Dharma service, and then you thought about the sentient being, and they will be here to join you in the Dharma service.
这个他可能去到那边，可是他看不到什么东西。就好像当初佛第一时说华严经的时候，有多少众生参加那里？大概是九法界的众生都在那个地方，但是只有一生补处的大士的大菩萨，才可以真的听到佛说法。大部分的众生像盲聋一样，根本听都听不到，同样的状况一样。
So most likely, and they will not go to the table without their name is written on the tablet. Just like in Buddha, when the first time he explained the Avatamsaka Sutra, they actually has all the sentient beings and devas, and they all came from the nine Dharma realm.But most people could not understand. They like deaf, and they could not understand what Buddha has said. And only certain bodhisattva, like Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara, and then Bodhisattva Sisagaba, and they could understand and the Dharma what Buddha expounded.
就像我们现在讲《华严经》嘛，同样的状况讲《华严经》的时候，你不相应的众生 他进来他就会出去，他不会留在这个地方。
Just like we are talking about Avatamsaka Sutra now, and so all the sentient beings may come here, but they are not in the same wavelength or not in accordance to the Avatamsaka Sutra, even though they came in and they were left right away.
这样大家懂了吗？
Understand now?
Okay, 好。那接着我们开始跟着善财童子继续参访下一位善知识，他是第24位善知识，名字叫做狮子平生比丘尼。
Now we're gonna follow Sudana to visit the next Gnoy advisor, with the 24th one, which is Bikuni called Lion Sprint.
好，善财童子他离开上一位善知识，就是无上圣长者之后，就慢慢再往南走，然后呢到达一个地方，那个是一个国家叫苏纳国，有个城叫迦林伽林城，他就到处去找这个。狮子平生比丘尼。
So at this time, and Sudana travels progressively until he arrived the Kalinga Grove city of that Shunapata kingdom. He is searching all of the place for this Bikuni.
就很多人看到善男童子在找这个比丘尼，就跟他讲说：“他说善男子，我告诉你，这个比丘尼啊，他正在有一个园子叫，他说一个圣光王，这个圣光王所供养的一个园子叫日光园林当中，在那边说法，在利益众生。
Since Sudana is searching everywhere for where about that Bikuni is, luminous people told him, "Good man, that Bikuni speak Dharma at some garden, which is donated by Raja Victorious and Light."And she benefit luminous beings.
我们谈谈这个，我想这个圣光王这样讲过，对你们大概都没有意义。可是我现在讲，你就会知道这个圣光王其实跟我们在佛经里面很多关系。圣光王是谁？他的名字叫做就是波斯匿王，这样你有点知道的吗？
So when we heard this king's name and Raja Victorious Light, we may not know who he is. But if we say and he is the king, Pasanadi, and maybe you will know this king.
再往下讲，他有个太子叫奇陀，他就是奇树几孤独园的其中的一个donate的，这样你就更有意义了，对吗？
So he has a son. He has a son and called Qitu, and he is the one donate the Jatavana Park to Buddha to teaching the Dharma. So, and you probably clarify more about who this person is.
讲到这个波斯匿王，我们就讲一个波斯匿王的有趣的故事，在佛典里面的故事。
Speaking this king Pasanadi, and we're going to talk about one interesting story in the sutra and about this king.
好，那个瓶子叫波斯匿王的减肥剂。
And the title of the story is How King Pasanadi Overcome His Gluttony.
这个波斯匿王呢，你看他因为哈，他是因为他的儿子奇陀哈，不是跟那个几孤独长者就贡献了一个园子吗？哈，所以这个波斯匿王就开始学佛了，所以他常常会去跟佛请法。
Because this king Pasanadi and his son Qitu and has donated Jatavana Park and to Buddha, so a lot of time. And so he will come to listen to Dharma and learn Dharma from Buddha.
可是这个波斯匿王他就很胖，他非常的胖，所以每次去了都行动很不方便。然后他就是想要去请法，他走到佛那个地方，其实是满身大汗，连行动很困难，连坐卧都不方便，而且他平常又懒得动，又爱睡觉，就看。他想他看医生也没有效，他想说佛是大医王，好，我就问问佛好了，就跑去找佛了。
Apparently, this king Pasanadi, his body is morbidly obese. So, with very short distance, he traveled to see Buddha, he was panting and sweating profusely. And because he's very overweight, and whenever he sit down and he or lie down, he feel very uncomfortable. He went to visit all kind of doctor. It's useless. He thought about it. Since the Buddha is the great medicine king, so he said, Buddha must have some way to help me.
所以有一天，这个波斯尼昂就来到那个奇树级孤独园那边，就顶礼佛之后，就坐在佛的旁边。啊，因为实在是很胖啊，所以他就是气喘如牛，挥汗如牛，这样子整个流汗流很大。然后佛就跟他讲说：“你实在是太胖了。
” So one day, King Pasenadi and came to a Jatavana Park, and after he prostrate to Buddha, and then he set aside.Because his body is morbidly obese. So with a short distance he traveled, he was panting and sweating profusely. And then Buddha saw that and he said, Your Highness, you are very overweight.
他就说是啊是啊佛我真的是太胖我对我这个胖胖的身体我也觉得很羞耻啊也是觉得很羞耻很惭愧很痛苦啊。
And King Pasenadi replies, Yes, Buddha, I know, because my obesity, I feel very remorse, shame, and I feel very painful.
好，所以佛说了一个偈颂，一个偈语，我就跟他讲说，他说，人当自细念，你要常常去细念自己。
Therefore, Buddha said a verse to King Pasenadi, and people should constantly contemplate.
他说美食知节量就每一次要吃的时候要知道自己有多少吃多少分量就好了知道自己那个分量
During eating should know to be abstinent
四则诸受感受的受饱就说意思这样子的话你才能够 让自己的那个欲望你的念头会越来越少
By practicing this way, and then you will let your desire lessen and lessen.
他说，安消而饱受。你这样子的话，让自己安心之后，你会慢慢慢慢的瘦下来，然后你有生命，你的寿命会比较长寿。
After you do this, and you will calm your mind, and your body will be in good health and staying longevity.
好，我再把这个偈颂念一次。他说，人当自细念。美食知节量，是则诸寿薄，安消而饱受。
I'm going to recite the verse again. People should constantly contemplate. During eating should know to be constant. Then the body it will feel light at ease. And when the body, and then the body will be in good health and longevity.
那当场呢，这个波斯匿王有一个侍者在旁边了，他就跟他讲说。每一次我要吃饭的时候，你要把佛陀告诉我这个偈颂，帮我念一次。他说：“你念一次的时候呢，这样的话我就会赏你一些钱，你要帮着我。”
At that time, there's a servant, called Sudassana, and next to King Pasadena, and he say, "Oh, you know, make sure you remember this verse. Every time and when I'm eating, you have to recite these verses for me."
所以这个侍者就跟他讲好我要遵照国王所说的然后他们就很欢喜就离开世尊回去了回去的时候一阵子这波斯匿王再回来就发现变瘦了而且他就更庄严了
So the king and happily left and with his servant so by doing that and after a period of time this King Pasenadi actually slimmed down and he's facial and the body appearance and become more adorned.
所以这个波斯尼王就有一天在波斯尼王就在宫殿的量就跟佛向着佛的地方顶礼三拜就跟佛说自心顶礼世尊啊让自己知让我知道说饮食贪爱的时候需要节制的道理不管是现在连未来我都受到大的利益。
And one day, King Pasenadi, in his palace, and he was, prostrating very, respectfully and sincerely and toward, the direction where Buddha lived and said it three times. I wholeheartedly and pay my reverence, homage, to the Dascom One. And you let me know and to be moderate, in eating, drinking, and indulging greed and desire. So in the future, at the present time and in the future time, I get great benefit.
好，这个就是波斯匿王减肥哈，对你没有用嘛？
This is the story how King Pasenadi and lose his weight. And so, is that useful to all of you?
那我也来讲一段师父哈，师父对我们修行人的对饮食这部分师父的开示哈。师父讲说，修行人吃饭是为了维持生命的存在，用它来修行，让这个色身来修行，来弘法利身，来修福修慧，但不是为了享受。也不是为了贪图你的口欲、口腹之欲。
I'm gonna use 师父's words and about eating. Practitioner, eating is merely to sustain our life, and use this body to practice and to spreading Dharma and benefit sentient being, cultivate merit and virtues, not using the food and for enjoyment or and greedy and for our body and all this to satisfy the desire.
刚才那个波斯匿王那个减肥记，那它是在那个杂含经里面的一段经文。
And then the story we were telling about King Pasenadi overcome his gluttony actually is came from Samyukt Agama.
好，那我就问了，等一下下去吃饭，你会吃饭吗？
Let me ask all of you, are you going to go down to eat lunch later?
Okay, 好。另外就是这两天哈，这几天我们不是占卜吗？法师放了非常多的食物在知客处，你现在想想看，你拿的东西适量吗？
Also, let me ask you another question. For the past few days Dharma service, there's a lot of food in the reception and for people to take it. Did you take a right portion of a food or you take it too much?
Okay, 好，这个功课留给你们自己去做了哈。
This is something for you to contemplate yourself.
好，我们回来讲说，这个狮子行僧瞿秋尼就在这个，应该讲说这个波斯匿王，因为波斯匿王后来就学佛了，他供养了一个很大的园林，叫做日光园林，就有这个狮子行僧瞿秋尼就在那边说法来利益众生。
Speaking this King Pasenadi, and he donated this sun garden for Bikuni Lion Spring to expound the Dharma.
所以这个善财童子就赶快往那个日光园林中走去，他希望赶快看到，赶快可以看到那个狮子平生比丘尼。
When Sudana arrived at the duck garden, he looked all around for Bikuni.
但是他一到那个到那个花园的时候呢，首先看到是一些树，非常非常多的树，而且这些树呢非常的大，而且有各种的造型。他讲了几个，在经里面讲了几个，比如说有的树长得像楼阁，你可以想象像一个楼阁那么大的这样的树，或是像宝盖、伞盖。我们假如说像在庄严佛的时候，不是有伞盖吗？或是像金色的山、金山，或是像大雪山一样的树。而且它呢，这些树的叶子都会发出各种各种的光线。
So, in the middle of the garden, Sudana saw some humongous trees, and those trees are huge, so humongous, and they have they actually have all different kind of shape and form. And some tree look like a pavilion, and some tree look like a jewel canopy, a mountain of gold, a regal snow mountain.All the leaves are emitting an all different color of light.
现在我们看到叶子有光，大概都是太阳的光吧，对吗？是吗？可是这些树它发出光线，而且是不同颜色的光线。
So when we see and some lights and on the leaves, and it's pretty much it's a sun, it's the sun reflect on and shine on the leaves, and so has that kind of light.But these trees is actually itself emitting all different colors of light.
我已经听到不再在皱眉头，说怎么可能会有这样的树？这个就是佛的法藏世界。
And I see some of you may be frowning, say, how could it be possible? This is actually is in Buddha's magnificent adornment of the world of adornment.
因为有的树呢，整个树上都是衣服，那衣服会挂下来，那个叫衣树。
This is some trees in the fold of a garment, and the garment of a draping down, and this is called a tree of a garment.
有的树呢会发出音乐，这个叫音乐树，甚至呢树会发出香味，这个叫香树。
Some of the tree and will have some wonderful music and play. It's called music tree. And some tree it will permeate some nice fragrance and called a fragrant tree.
然后呢，整个园子里面充满了各式各样的鸟的叫声音。
And there's a luminous birds sang forth harmoniously an elegant sound in the sun garden.
还有呢，可以看到那种各式各样的流水，还有池子，里面有八功德水，里面还有各色莲花。我们一般知道，就会青色莲花、红色莲花、黄色莲花跟白色莲花，各色各样的莲花。
In the midst of the garden, it was springs and streams, pools and reservoirs, and all adorned with the seven gems. And then also in the water, and there's all kind of lotus blossom in there. And there's a green lotus, yellow lotus, white lotus.
好，另外呢，他看到那个一排一排一排一排行树，那个树啊，整排整排的行树下，每一个树下呢都有一个宝座。一个宝座，那个宝座旁边也围着十万的庄严的宝座在那个地方。你可以知道这个日光，这个日光园林是一个非常精彩、生机蓬勃的园林，里面有各式各样的颜色的东西，各式各样的树，各式各样的音乐、香味，它是个生机蓬勃的园。
Beneath some trees were installed 10 directions of many kings and treasury lion throne. And each of thrones was surrounded by 100,000 of jewel lion thrones. And then also, and just imagine this sun garden is full of color and has all kind of music and has all kind of fragrance. This is such lively and full of life in a garden.
在佛经上描述，他说这个你们现在我们现在这样子描述这样的一个大的园林，全部都是这个狮子平生比丘尼过去的善根，他种的善根供养诸佛，而且积极各种各样清净福德善根所成就的一个园林。
Well, the garden we described before is all Bikuni Lion Springs cultivate all kind of good karmic roots in the past. They flow forth from the merit and virtue of making offerings to all Buddhas.
他说，即使是三千大千世界所有的无量众生，全部定到这个地方，也不会觉得这个园子太过拥挤而狭隘。他是这个完全就是狮子平生比丘尼他不可思议的大威神力。
Even though all the devas and dragons and other of the eightfold divisions of measureless living beings of that the 3,000 great thousand world and try to and is this a system trichilocosmo all enter this garden is not feel very cramped.And why is that? This is because the inconceivable awesome spiritual power of that bikuni.
我们想想看，比如说你自己的家好了，假如你的 income 你的收入比较好，你就会买一个大房子，对吗？你就会各式各样的装饰。可假如说你的收入比较少，你就买一个小房子，一样的。这个完全就是你看，可是你上想，我就要问过说，在同样在这个事件当中，为什么有的人找工作很容易，他就是很容易就有很多很多的收入？可是有的人非常非常的辛苦，可他收入很少，这也都是一样哎，都是过去的善根种植的结果哎。
Now and come back to our life, And some of you and may have earned some great income, so you'll be able to afford a huge house. And some people earn a little income, so and have a small house. Some people can find a job easily, and some people and cannot find a job at all. Why is this? This is all because in all the virtues and merits we cultivate in the past life.
这样大家懂了吗？好，所以。对人家的东西都不会羡慕，然后回来问自己啊，我们过去种了什么样的因呢？
So now we understand that. So do not envy and other people's good wealth, and so and we have to come back to reflect on ourselves. What kind of cause and I planted? What kind of seeds I planted in the past life to cause what happened in this life?
好，我们回来。这个善财童子呢，他看到这个大园林这样之后呢，他就终于看到这个比丘尼了。就看到这个比丘尼，他不只坐在一棵树下，他化身千百亿在不同的树下，每一个宝座上，然后在为众生说法。
At that time, Sudana saw Bhikkhuni Lion Spring pervasively seated beneath all trees of myriad jewels under great lion thorns.
你说法师怎么可能？可不可能？因为我们知道在修行因地上，只要你是八地以上的菩萨，至少可以化身在一百个佛国净土示现成佛去说法。所以你知道说这个当下这个狮子贫僧比丘尼他的修行大概在什么位阶上的吧。
So you may ask me, how could it be possible? Yeah, of course possible. In the causal ground. So if you practice and reaching the stage about the eighth ground, so and at the same time you can travel and manifest the body into 100 Buddha's land and pure land into practice and expound the Dharma.
所以你看他化身千百亿在不同的位置上都有一尊他比如说你在那边为众生说法。
Therefore, you see or heard a transformation body. It's pervasively all over the place.
好，我们先说他在八地哈，我们至少八地。再往下，大家听到他在开始，你会知道他至少到什么位置上。我们来看一下，他就看先看到这个比丘尼非常的庄严，身相非常庄严。但是他说这边有几个形容哈，他用一些形容来形容这个比丘尼。他说身相庄严，然后呢，诸根条柔。像大象王，在印度那个时候，这个大象王是代表柔顺而且有力。
So we talk about and at least and she her attainment is above the eighth ground. So now we're gonna see and all her physical characteristic and first her physical characteristic.Were upright and adorned. Her awesome compartment were still and quiet. She's like a great elephant king in that her various faculties were subdued and compliant. In India, and the great elephant king and the characteristic is subdued and compliant.
而且他的心没有污染，像一个清净的池一样。
And she was like a clear, pure pool in that her mind was without filth or turbidity.
她能够满众生的一些愿，所以呢，她像一个如意宝一样，所求皆愿。
She was like a wish-fulfilling gem in that her universally dispensed to all who offer him her.
然后呢，他在虽然在世间当中，他是出淤泥而不染。我们会觉得说，他什么像莲花一样，不染世间法。
She was like a lotus flower in that she was undefiled by worldly dharmas.
然后呢，他心无挂碍，没有恐惧，像什么像狮子王。我们知道狮子王是比是无畏而且伟大，像狮子王一样。
She was like a lion king.In that her mind was fearless.
然后她持戒清净，像什么？像须弥山一样，不可以轻动，不可以动摇。
She was like a Mount Sumeru, in that her protected and upheld pure precept and could not be moved.
众生看到她就觉得她非常的舒服，非常的清凉，就像妙香王一样。
She was like a king of a wondrous incense, in that she could cause those who saw her to obtain clear coolness in their minds.
她能够除掉众生的所有的烦恼，就像雪山中的旃檀香一样。
She was like a wonderful chandana incense in the snow mountain, in that she could dispel all affliction of living beings.
众生看到他的时候，一切苦恼都会消，就是不见，就好像散见药王，因为药王能够治众生的身体跟心的疾病。
She was like the medicine king Goodview, in that living beings who saw her were relieved of their myriad torments.
众生只要看到他都能够满愿，在佛经用一个名词叫做婆罗那天。这个婆罗那天其实上它是一个水神，水神的名字，这水神 掌管这个雨水跟云，能够满众生的愿。
She's like the Garuna, she's like a Varuna heaven, in that those who beheld her did not do so in vain. And this Varuna heaven is the water diva who rules the rain and cloud and fulfills the wishes of sentient beings.
同时它能够让众生所有的善根能够增长，就好像 一个很肥沃的福田一样。
She's also like a fertile field, in that she could make all living beings good roots sprout and grow.
所以你会知道说，在不同的座下的所为的众生都不相同的，他对不同的众生说不同的法门，应机而说法。
At the multitudes and assembly surround every thrones are different, so that the Dharma doors and she proclaimed were different for every one of them.
好，我们往下就开始知道说，去读经知道说，其实上他开始对先对天龙八部来说法。我们知道天有什么欲界天、色界天，对吗？至少要对欲界天、色界天的众生说不同的法。比如说，我们举几个例子，比如说他对这个色界天所谓的五不还天的众生，他就跟他们说无尽解脱的法门。
She expounding Dharma, perhaps in Sudana, and saw her sit on a throne and circumambulate by all multitudes with the pure dwell heaven, with the divas comfort and ease at their leader. The bhikkhunis speak for them the Dharma door called inexhaustible liberation.And this heaven lies in the form realm and then the desire realm. And, yeah.
好。那对梵天，我们知道色界天有一个初禅有三天嘛，都是梵天啊，大梵天啊，然后梵众天、梵无天、大梵天嘛，这是梵这天。对这个梵天的众生，他跟他们讲说，普门差别清净原因普隐云轮的法门。
And the bhikkhuni is spoke Dharma for all the Brahman heaven. A Dharma door is called universal door differentiations, wheel of pure clear sound.
好，下次是对欲界天，欲界天有六天嘛，哈，对欲界天最上面的叫他化自在天的众生，他就跟他们讲说菩萨清净心的法门，让他们能够身处对世界出世间的清净心能够超世间。
And the bhikkhuni spoke the Dharma for the divas and which is male deity and then female divas and divas and of the heaven of comfort from others transformation. She spoke for them a Dharma door called Bodhisattva's pure mind.
对化乐天的这些天子天女啦，就跟他们讲说，因为他们这个地方，他们能够自己变化，能够自己娱乐，就叫化乐嘛。所以跟他们讲说，一切善法，一切法皆能够法善庄严。
The bhikkhunis spoke for the devas and divide of the heaven of a skillfulness at transformations. A dharma door is called Hosen, adornment of all dharmas.
对于兜率天 的这些天子天女，他跟他们讲说，让他们能够，希望他们能够回来如来的藏心，得到真正的欢喜跟满足。所以他跟他们讲是心藏玄法门。
The bhikkhunis spoke the Dharma for the devas and device of a Tushita heaven, a Dharma door called revolvings of the mind treasury.
对于这个欲界第三天叫 夜摩天、哦、跟他们讲说无边庄严的法门。
The bhikkhunis spoke for、the devas and device of a Suyama heaven, a Dharma door called boundless adornment.
好，对下面对这色界天最下面的叫第一天第二天叫刀立天的众生讲什么讲厌离法门能够厌离。
The bhikkhuni spoke a dharma door to devas and device of the heaven of the 33 called repulsion and separation.
好，这是讲对天界，好，对天，我们开始讲龙，对龙王龙子龙女，那就跟他们讲说神通，因为讲啥？佛神通境界的光明庄严。
And above, when we it's talk about and speak Dharma to all the heavenly beings, and now it talk about speaking Dharma to the Dragon King and Dragon Son and Dragon Daughter, and the Bhikkhuni spoke a Dharma door called adorned with the brightness of the Buddha's state of spiritual penetrations.
好。下面讲是夜叉，夜叉嘛，因为夜叉他们性非常的好强，而且会伤害众生，所以比丘尼就为他们讲救护众生这样的法门。
She next speak Dharma for Yashkas. And Yashkas is called a speedy ghost. Originally, they are evil nature and bent on harming living beings. Therefore, the bhikkhuni spoke a Dharma door and call treasury of rescuing and protecting beings.
再来是钱塔婆，钱塔婆就是乐神，他会弹音乐嘛，所以他弹音乐的时候，这个第四天就很欢喜，所以他就告诉他无尽喜的法门。
And next, she spoke Dharma for Gandhavas. Gandhavas are music spirits. The bhikkhuni is spoken for Gandhava, a Dharma door called inexhaustible bliss.
好，再来是阿修罗，你知道阿修罗是好斗，对不对？而且善于变化，念头变来变去的。所以呢，比丘尼就跟他们讲说，速极庄严，怎么样很快变得很庄严的法界法门。
Next, she speak Dharma for Asuras. Asuras and they are moving really fast and they're changing their mind and constantly. So, Bhikkhuni spoke the Dharma door for them. It's called entrance into wisdom that swiftly adorn the Dharma realms.
再来是迦罗罗，对吗？迦罗罗，迦罗就是叫大鹏青翅鸟。这大鹏青翅鸟，你看它一扇动的那个大海水会整个搅动的，所以很多众生就会这样子而受伤嘛。所以他就跟他讲说，不动诸有法，就是说叫他不要去乱动的这个扇动。他说这样子才能够整理非常溺死的众生。
Next, she speak Dharma for Garudas. Garudas are gold wing and great paying a bird. And when they flap their gigantic wings and they stir up the great sea, a lot of sentient being and maybe injured. So therefore, she speak a Dharma door called terrifying and stirring up the myriad seeds of existence.
这也是紧纳罗哈。紧那罗呢，他是歌神，但是他疑心很重，所以佛就跟他讲说，佛行光明法门，叫他们不要这么多疑念，不要这么多，希望能够信到光明，叫佛行光明的法门。
Next, she speak Dharma to Canaras. Canaras is another type of a music spirit, but they very suspicious. Their nature is very suspicious. And Bhikkhuni spoke a Dharma door called.Bright light of the Buddha's conduct.
再来是摩诃罗伽，对，我想你们都知道摩诃罗伽，摩诃伽就是大蟒蛇。大蟒蛇其实上是多嗔毒，就是很多的毒念。所以比丘尼就为他们说，生佛的欢喜心 的法门，让他们来对治他们心的毛病。
Next, she speaks Dharma for Maharagas. Maharagas are python spirit, and they actually is very poisonous and in their minds. So therefore, the bhikkhuni is speak for them a Dharma door called bringing forth the mind of a happiness of a Buddha.
再来就是人了。人了哈 ，OK， 好，他就跟非常多的男子、女人、男众、女众围在他旁边，他就跟他们讲说，因为人啊，这个心常常不善，行不善，所以他就跟他们讲说，有些殊胜的法门，让他能够升起出世，离开世，离出世的圣心的法门，叫做殊胜行法门。
Next, it will be speaking Dharma for human. Well, a lot of time a human being it will erase unwholesome thoughts. So therefore, the bhikkhuni and speak a Dharma door for luminous and hundreds of thousands of men and women. A Dharma door is called supreme conduct.
再来是罗刹，你知道罗刹是谁吗？罗刹就是非人了、啊，他是常常喜欢去吸众生的精，然后叫做精神精气哈，残害众生。所以比丘你要叫他发慈悲心，叫做发身。悲悯心的法门就是发慈悲心的法门。
So next, she speak Dharma for Rakshasas. Rakshasas actually are fierce and terrifying ghosts who like to imbibe in people's vitality and energy. So therefore, she speak a Dharma door called bringing forth a mind of a compassion and sympathy for them.
好，这个天人讲完之后，现在讲声闻。他对这个观世帝、知人帝而悟道的这个声闻众呢，他就跟他们讲说，甚至光明的法门。
After we spoke about the heavenly beings and the human, we're going to talk about Sharivakas. Bhikkhuni is spoke a Dharma door for Sharivakas is called Supreme Wisdom Light.
好，对圆觉，圆觉就是观十二因缘而开悟的众生嘛，哈，就跟他们讲佛的功德广大光明法门。
Next, she speak Dharma for Pratyeka Buddha. Pratyeka Buddhas are contemplate the 12 dependent origination and get enlightened. So the bhikkhuni and spoke a Dharma door. It's called vast great light of the Buddha's merit and virtue.
好，对于发大圣心。就是大圣佛法这新的众生，他就跟他们讲说，普门三昧智，就是普门三昧都可以修到智的，普门三昧智的光明法门。
Next, and she speak a living beings and who believe and delighted in the great vehicle Mahayana. She, the bhikkhuni spoke a Dharma door. It's called wisdom light of a universal door samadhi.
好，下面开始为菩萨说法了。他对初发心的菩萨就跟他们讲说，因为初发心菩萨他们发大身心发十大愿不容易，他跟他讲说一切佛愿佛的愿能够聚集的法门。
So next and, she speak Dharma for all Bodhisattvas. She speak for the first of the 10 ground of Bodhisattvas. It's not easy for Bodhisattva to give a great vows. So, she speak the Dharma and for the all Bodhisattva and brought forth the initial resolve. This Dharma door is called the collection of all Buddha's vows.
你们这两款菜都有念到，不是十卷正好有十地，对不对？初地，二地菩萨叫什么？就是离垢地。好，离垢地，好，他为离垢地的菩萨们讲说，离垢轮法门，叫他们远离，能够持戒清净，远离三业的不清净。
In the Dharma service, the sutra has 10 chapter. Each chapter talking about a bodhisattva's name of 10 ground. So now we're talking about the second ground, the bodhisattva in the second ground. So and she spoke with the Dharma. For the bodhisattva of the second ground, this Dharma door is called Wheel of Living Filth.
好，第三地叫做发光地。他给发光地的这些菩萨们呢，因为这些地菩萨们他们修八禅修，所以跟他们讲说极净庄严法门。
So next, she spoke Dharma for the Bodhisattva in the third ground. The Bodhisattva in the third ground, that of emitting light, is about cultivating the eight dhyanas and the four dhyana and the four formless attainment. Hence, the Dhammadhara is called still quite quiescence.
第四地叫宴会地，宴会地的菩萨，因为他们已经证得无上无生无生的法的慧行，所以跟我们讲说生一切智境界法门。
On the first ground, the Bodhisattva on the first ground is called blazing wisdom. The Bodhisattva attained wisdom light which characterized by effortlessness and non-production. Hence, this Dhamma door is called giving rise to the state of all wisdoms.
第五地叫南圣地，他这因为这个南圣地的菩萨，他们是修真谛熟地，所以是修十种平等心，他就跟他们讲说妙华藏的法门。
The next is the Bodhisattva in the fifth ground. It's called difficult conquest. The flower treasury refers to the 10 types of equal pure minds, which the Bodhisattva practices on this stage. So, the bhikkhuni spoken Dhamma door is called wonderful flower treasury.
第六地叫现前地，因为第六地的菩萨他们具足方便的智慧，所以他是般若现前，所以叫现前地，他能够普遍照的，所以他给他们说的是譬如遮那，就是光明遍照的法门。
On the sixth ground, the Bodhisattva is called manifestation. The Bodhisattva become endowed with experience wisdom. With deep prajna, he illumines everywhere.Hence, the name of this Dhamma door is called Varachina Treasury.
第七地叫远行地，对，远行地，因为远行地的菩萨他们修殊胜法门，修行一些菩萨分的缘故，所以他跟他们讲说普庄严地法门。
The Bodhisattva in the second ground is called traveling far. The Bodhisattva cultivates supreme conduct and all the Bodhi way share.Hence, the Dhamma door is called universal adornment with all Dhammas.
好，第八地就是不动地的。我想这个名称大家比较知道，不动地，因为这个主要是这个菩萨们已经证到无生法忍。什么叫无生法忍？他就对那个法能够深信这个法是无相的、无作的，这就是无生法门。他证到无生法门，他们在三世间悉知后一个很自在。所以他跟他讲的是遍法界境界生法门，一切法界都是他的身。
So the next, the eighth ground, the Bodhisattva is called non-moving. This Bodhisattva is further certified with patience or endurance forbearing with non-production and attain sovereignty throughout the third period of time. With this patience, he become like empty space.And in thought after thought, entering the flower Dhamma realm. Hence, and the name of this Dhamma door is called the body of the state of pervading the Dhamma realm.
第九地叫善慧地，善慧地的菩萨，因为他们以无所得的方便，然后呢具足辩才，演说一切庄严的缘故，所以他跟他们讲的话叫做无所得力庄严法门。
真的。The Bodhisattva in the ninth ground use non-attaining his skill in means with the perfection of paramita of vows, the Bodhisattva achieved unimpeded eloquence and proclaimed adornment with all Dhammas, and the Dhamma door is called adornment with non-attainment.
好，第十地叫做法云地，好，法云地，因为这个十地菩萨已经摧毁了一些障碍，十度圆满，所以他跟他们讲的法门叫做无碍轮法门。
The Bodhisattva on the tenth ground is called cloud of Dharma. The Bodhisattva demolishes the 10 obstructions and perfects the 10 paramitas. Hence, the Dhamma door is called the wheel of non-obstructions.
好，最后。这个实例讲完之后，为等觉菩萨说法， 他为等觉菩萨说法。好好，等觉菩萨在佛经里面用金刚神这个名字是表示，他就跟他们讲说，金刚智那罗延庄严法门，因为这个金刚代表定力，定力很够，而且一切坏一切的所有的恶习，所以他能够为这些等觉菩萨说这样的法门。
So next is gonna talk speaking Dharma for equally enlightened Bodhisattva. And this stage and actually refer to those Bodhisattva of equal enlightenment. Vajas and are the name of indestructible substance and symbolize the resolution and immutability of a bodhisattva's concentration, and hence the Dhammadhara is called Vajra wisdom adornment.
你看哦，他可以为这么多众生说法，他可以还会可以为了等觉菩萨说法，你可以猜猜他大得到什么样的程度了吧？呵呵，
他的什么到什么程度？
应该说他的修行或是他的位阶已经到什么程度了？
You can see, and she spoke Dharma for all these bodhisattvas and devas and human, and so you can see her practice is up to what stage.
我觉得很好是，这边实地刚好配到我们这两天梁王宝善的一地一地一地一地修行。你们现在是第几地？
Actually, this is great. We talk about this A ground, the Bodhisattva. And, for the past week, and we recite the sutra, each chapter about, one ground, the Bodhisattva in one ground. So, let me ask you, your practice is in which ground right now?
Okay, 好。我们就回来。这个善财童子就看到各类的众生啊，从天龙八部啊、人啊、非人啊、二圣圣人啊、各地菩萨，他们在进来这个地方，就坐在那个每个地方，就在听这个比丘尼在跟他们说法。然后比丘尼呢，跟他们说法就化身千百亿，而且随顺他们的根性，所以他们听得懂的佛法，跟他们讲，让他们演说妙法，让他们可以在那边学习佛法。
Sudana saw all living beings of the above destinies.The eightfold division of devas, dragon, human, non-human, sages of two vehicles, and all bodhisattva from 10 grounds, and entering the garden. Each of them sat beneath and bhikkhunis throne, surrounding it on all sides, according to the relative levels of their desires and understandings.The bhikkhuni lion sprint spoke different dharmas for them and caused them to attain the irreversible from anuttara samyak sambodhi.
主要是因为为什么这个比丘尼能够有这么大的 power 可以对这么多的众生说法，主要是他有十种般若，这种十种般若蜜的法门。
Why is this? And how come the bhikkhuni has such a wondrous power and can speak in Dharma to all different beings? It is because this bhikkhuni entered the 10 prajna paramita to save and deliver sentient beings.
好，这十法门我在这边我想不要再往下说，可是我要跟他讲说，他因为这十种法门，他证入无数的百万亿那么多的般若波罗蜜法门。所以他因为那个十二法门可以证到更多的法门，所以他有这么好的 power 可以跟这么多的众生在说法。
I'm not going to list each parameter individually, but because these prajna paramita doors were foremost among the luminous million of prajna paramita doors she entered.
在这个日光眼里面的所有一切众生，他这边谈到皆是都是这个四十平生比丘尼劝他们出发心而来受持正法学习佛法而得到什么无上正等正觉不退转。你可以知道这个比丘尼他的说法非常的功力。
The bodhisattvas and living beings within that sunlight garden were all exhorted and by the bhikkhuni lion spring.To bring forth the initial resolve to receive and uphold the proper Dharma, to reflect upon, cultivate, practice, and attain reversibility from Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi, And now this was she who launched all of this being on the proper path. You can see, her power.
这个圣台童子还没跟他讲到话，他只看到这些箭头。就他想说，哇，这个园林真的非常的殊胜齁。而且这个狮子座这么殊胜，这些众会都这么殊胜。他说连那个比丘尼的说法都这么辩才无碍，听到这么不可思议的法门，然后这个法门能够润泽他的心。他就动起一个念头，他说我应该要又绕无数匝，无数千万匝，来表示我对这个比丘尼的尊敬。
At that time, Sudana, upon seeing such a garden as that the Bikuni lion spring, such crouches and thrones, and such going on, such multitude of assemblies, such spiritual power, such eloquences, and upon hearing such inconceivable Dharma door, in his mind become enriched and nourished by the vast great Dharma. And so he arise the thought, and he gave rise to the thought, I should circumambulate her to the right, limitless and hundreds of a thousand of times.
好，我们猜猜看，他动这个念头的时候，比丘尼知不知道？
Let's take a guess. When Sudana arise this mind, does the Bikuni knows about it?
他知道了。这比丘尼就开始放光，放大光明，遍照了整个日光园跟众会，非常非常的庄严。这当下的时候呢，这善财就是看到自己的身体哦，跟园中的所有的树木、所有的众生就围着这个比丘尼在那边又绕绕，非常非常多。他用无量百千万匝在那边围绕。
When Sudana has this thought arising in his mind, of course Bikuni knows about it. At that time, the Bikuni emitted great light that universally illumines the garden and the adornment of the multitude of assemblies. Sudana immediately saw his own body, together with the myriad trees in that grove, all circumambulating with the Bikuni to their right, revolving around her luminous hundreds of thousands of millions of times.
你会觉得在听神话吗？ 可不可能发生？可能，因为这是修行的功德力。
Sounds like we listen to some mystic and stories. Is that possible? This is all the penetration of a spiritual power.
好，所以这个时候绕完之后，这个善男就跑到那个比丘尼面前，就跟他合掌，就说，他说大圣者啊，他说我已经发了这个无上正等正觉的心，但是我仍然不晓得怎么去学菩萨行，怎么要修菩萨道，希望你来跟我说一说。
After circumambulation was completed, Sudana stood with his palms placed together and said, Sagely one, I have already brought forth the resolve for the Anuttarak Samyak Sambodhi. But I still don't know how a Bodhisattva studies the Bodhisattva conduct and how he cultivates the Bodhisattva way. I have heard that the sage one is skilled in guiding and teaching. I hope you will explain this for me.
他就跟他讲说，善男子啊，我得到这个名字，这个解脱的名字叫做成就一切智慧。他说那什么东西，什么缘故让你能够得到这个所谓的成就一切智慧呢？这比丘尼就说，因为在这个光明当中，能一念中能够普遍的照耀过去现在未来的一切诸法。
And the Bikuni said, Good man, I have attained a liberation called accomplishing all wisdom. Sudana said, Sagely one,For what reason is that called accomplishing all wisdom? The Bikuni said, Good man, this wisdom light can within a single thought universally illumine all dharmas of the three period of time, the past, the present, and future.
我不想，我有请大家去练习去拜佛，有吗？你们去拜佛的时候，同时顶礼十方三世三宝，对吗？
I did ask you to do prostration. When you do prostration and you contemplate, you prostrating to the Buddhas and in the 10 direction of a 3 period of time.
我最近看了一个影片哈，从物理学的观点，其实过去、现在、未来是同时存在的。
Recently, I saw the movie, and from a physics point of view, actually the past, present, and future, they all exist at the same time.
非常有趣，我们的科学开始证实这个。你看，这个《华严经》多久前佛讲的？这个时候当下，这个比丘又讲的，他说我的一念当中就可以普遍照到过去、现在、未来的一切的法同时存在。
And that's very interesting. Only until now, and the science start believing in that kind of concept and start try to approve that. But in a long time ago, in this Avatamsaka Sutra, and the Bhikkhuni already could do this, and she attained the Samadhi King of giving rise to all Dharma.
他就问他，他说这种智慧光明境界是怎么样形成，是怎么样？他说我证到这个智慧光明门的时候呢，我便能够随意而生出一切法的三昧。当我用这个法门的时候，我就随意能够生出一切三昧法门。这样的话嘛，就可以随意现出各种的身体，而且在十方不同的地方现出一些身体，而且对不同的众生用不同的方法来说法。所以你就知道说。这个比丘尼，他的修行，通过他的修行，他用一切，就是他的方法，能够生出一切法的三昧，来帮助一切的众生。
Sudana said, sagely one, what is the state of this wisdom light like? The Bhikkhuni said, good man, upon entering this door of a wisdom light, I attained the Samadhi King of giving rise to all Dharma.Because of this samadhi. And so, because of this samadhi, and she can manifest all different kind of body and speak Dharma for all different kind of devas and divines and bodhisattvas and use all different bodies. So it all because this is samadhi.
他说我看到一切众生的时候我不做分别，所以我的智慧就能够看清楚一切。然后我听到一切语言的时候，我也不分别，我心因为没有执着的缘故。
So when I see all these sentient beings, and I'm not discriminating what they look like, their appearance, and when I hear all different dharmas, and I don't make a distinction, discrimination.
他说我甚至我见到佛的时候，他可以见到佛。我见到佛的时候呢，我也不做分别，因为我了知佛的法身就是清净法身。像虚空一样遍满十方界。
Even when I see a Buddha, I don't make a discrimination because I know and all the Buddha I perceive is all the pure Dhammakaya.
他说我在这些法门里面的时候，因为我不分别，所以他的法门是从我自信里面就流露出来的。
Because I don't make any discrimination, so all these Dharma door is coming out of my self nature.
他说我这个法门叫做成就一切智慧解脱法门。
This Dharma door
成就一切智慧解脱法门到最后。
So this liberation door is called accomplishing all wisdom.
好，那叫他就跟他讲说。我要让你去参访另外一善知识，他就跟他的参访就到这边结束。
So, the Bhikkhuni said to Sudana, "It's about time you move on to your next teacher."
好，我想我们做一点点讨论哈。刚才当中我已经做了一些讨论了。其实大家可以，我们读了很多的佛经，你会知道，其实佛哈对不同的众生有用不同的法门来教。我不晓得你们有没有记起一些经文。
So now we're going to do some discussion. So we all know and in all different kind of sutra and Buddha expound teachings and all different Dharma door, all different method to all different kind of sentient beings.
我们讲说法华经好了。法华经 有三种说法，一个是法说，第二个是譬喻说，第三个是因缘说。
Let's use Lotus Sutra as an example. And Lotus Sutra has a different kind of way to explain Dharma. And so just to speak Dharma directly. And they use some example and to talk about Dharma. And the third one is to use the course and tongue and condition to explain Dharma.
比如说佛用法说度了这个上机的众生叫舍利佛，对吧？可是他用譬喻说，比如说三草二木说啊，化成玉品说啊，火宅三界说啊，度了中根的弟子。他最后用因缘说来说他自己的例子，度了500个下根弟子。我就对不同的众生用不同的方法来说。
And Buddha expounding Dharma according to sentient beings karmic roots. So Buddha used the almost Dharma and to deliver sentient beings, so this Sariputra. And he used examples and to expound the Dharma, like
三草二木,
three grass and two woods, and three different kind of grass, small, medium, large and kind of grass can perceive amount of water, that kind of example, and to expound Dharma to the medium karmic roots of sentient beings. And he used course and conditions to explain Dharma. So he delivered about 500 in regular karmic roots and sentient beings.
再说一说像这些我们在读的金刚经啊，金刚经是不是也是这样？是啊，金刚经呢，金刚经一开始描述就是说，这个尔时世尊啊，时间吃饭到了之后，他就穿起他的衣服，拿着他的钵，就到舍卫大城去乞食，对吗？乞食以后回来之后呢，就吃吃饭之后洗洗脚就坐下来了。佛就演了一出这样的戏。可是这是佛在是不是在说法？是啊，佛随时在说法。可是上根弟子是谁啊？看到就知道，嗯，这个须菩提知道说，嗯，太好了，说善，他说稀有世尊，世尊你太棒了。可是众生看不懂的，其他众生看不懂，好吧，这个是须菩提只好再去问了。就佛啊，我要问问啊，我们都发了阿耨多罗三藐三菩提心啊，我们应该因何住啊，因何相菩提心啊，那佛就只好再说用很多的譬喻，包括七宝琉璃啊，包括你不要用四相啊，等等等等来。最后佛也说到自己，对不对？我在燃灯佛的时候是没有得到法的，用自己的说，那个叫因缘说。所以你看在金刚经里面，佛也是不同的众生用不同的说法。
Now it's in the Diamond Sutra, and that's another example. And after Buddha and went out back for elm, and he come back and wash his feet, and then he sit on his throne and cross leg, and he's not saying anything. And then nobody got it, only Suputi. And Suputi said, "Oh wow!" And Buddha is actually expounding the almost Dharma. But because most people is confused and perplexed, so Suputi has to ask this question to Buddha for all other people, and they are confused. And Buddha, and how do we abide in this Bodhi? And so, and therefore, and Buddha and expounding Dharma and using examples and to all the median karmic roots of sentient beings, and then also use his own course and conditions and about himself and to expound Dharma for the sentient being has regular karmic roots.
你看，是都一样对吧？都一样。好，你看，这是我们七天的水陆法会，我们有各种因缘，大家在那边诵经啊，然后呢，我们甚至有个占卜桌啊，让众生来种福田。透过这个种福田的因缘，你要学习什么东西叫做真正的叫布施啊？你不要在那边透过这个占卜桌，你在布施的时候又自己起了一个执着心了，那就太可惜了。所以要学习三轮体空，所以你要知道说，处处都是说法的因缘，处处你真的心清净的时候，到处都可以学法。
And use our Dharma service last week as an example. And then we have a table, make offerings. And the reason of that table is to teach us and the real meaning of make offering. And then don't arise and for the abiding mind. So we have this mind, and there's nobody making the offering, and there's no offering such thing, and there's and no one received the offering.
所以我们回来讲说，一定要有自己累世的善根。第二个，你才能够遇到善知识，遇到善知识跟你说话的时候，你才听得懂的，不然就会错失善知识的。
So now we come back to our own life, and we have to have a lot of good karmic roots from the innumerable past life to accumulate those good karmic roots. And then we be able to encounter a good knowing advisor. And when the good knowing advisor explain Dharma, then we be able to understand. So we have to have all this factor together.
好，所以善财童子遇到这一份善知识的，学到什么？随时随地用自己的慈悲跟智慧来成就众生。
What does a Sudana learn from this good knowing advisor? At any time, anywhere, use his compassion and wisdom to help sentient beings.
好，我们用这样子来供养大众，阿弥陀佛。
I use that to make offer to all of you, 阿弥陀佛。